Campbell, former Prime Minister of Canada. I've traveled from Montreal, and you're listening to Travel World on CIQC AM 600.
CIQC.
Good afternoon, and welcome back to another edition of Travel World. Welcome to Season 4. Here we are. It's
1998. I'm Stephen Pickford. Good afternoon, everyone.
I'm Will
Backus. Pleasure to be here after a few weeks. First Christmas break and the New Year's break, and then the ice storm and the great coverage here on AM 600. So.
And we also have a new member of the team, Prosper Banner, who will join us in a few minutes. He's going to be doing some music for us. We got all kinds of exciting tunes and stuff coming for you in the new season. And we also would like to announce some great news. Thank you to all of our wonderful listeners. We have, since May and November, we've got a 40% increase in our listenership. So thank you for listening to Travel World.
Thank you very much. It's because of listeners like you that have made Travel World a popular program.
Absolutely. So, and today we got a very exciting show lined up for you because we have... A feature on the Netherlands, the home country for me, man.
Right, Willem's Dutch heritage. We will discover it here today on Travel World. We just got back from spending the last three, 4 days from Sunday to Thursday taking part in KLM's Absolutely Amsterdam package, which is a great package to get away for a short stay in Amsterdam and to discover the Netherlands in the off-season.
It's not entirely what we used to joke. We called it the jet lag special, but... We were gone, we left Sunday, came back on Thursday, and we actually enjoyed ourselves a great deal.
It's a great time of the year to go because places aren't as crowded, the flights aren't as busy, hotels aren't as busy. It's just nice to walk around. No snow on the ground in Amsterdam. And
No, there's not. It rained a little while we were there. We thought we brought the ice with us for a little while, but no, it was really nice.
Great weather.
The other things that we need to mention is some of our new... Oops, we're being pointed at. No, nope, we're not being pointed at, I guess.
People look at, what are we doing?
So, well, yeah, we've got in...
We've been pointed at so often, I wonder, you know, why, you know, maybe it's that inferiority complex.
Well, it usually
complex.
Ends up being pointed and laughed at, but... At any rate, we have, speaking of being pointed and laughed at, we have, Stephen mentioned a word that he saw in Holland. It was, we had some interesting food there, and the Dutch are very famous for their open-faced sandwiches. Now, we have a few Dutch people in the audience, I would imagine, just as myself. And we have a special prize, a Pizza Danini personal pan pizza coupon, which we'd like to give away to the first listener who can correctly pronounce the following word. So please get your pad and pencil. It's not that hard, Stephen. But
I think I learned it now, but I won't give away the answer.
It is spelled B-R-O-O-D-J-E. And it's the Dutch word for sandwich.
So
the first listener who can correctly pronounce that here at CIQC... you're going to win yourself a personal pan pizza from Pizza Danini.
And that's something to look forward to. You don't get the sandwich, you get the pizza.
So that's terrific. Anyway, we have Gloria Bacher on the line.
From KLM Royal Dutch Airlines. Good afternoon, Gloria.
Good afternoon.
I'm glad you could join us today and tell us a little bit more about the Absolutely Amsterdam package which your carrier is offering this time of year.
Okay, is there anything in particular you'd like me to start with?
What exactly is included in the Absolutely Amsterdam package?
Okay, well, the program, the base program is a three-night, four-day, and there is an option for extra nights. It's $725 until the end of February, and that includes the three nights in a five-star deluxe hotel with the full buffet breakfast, because as you know, you've just come back, that the breakfasts in Holland are not the same as some of the other European countries where they just have croissant and café.
Right. No, the buffet breakfast, we stayed at the Pulitzer, which was one of the featured hotels in your program, which
yes.
is a very deluxe hotel right on the one of the canals, Prinsengracht, and it was a full hot breakfast with eggs and bacon and sausage and pastries. It was a great way to start the morning.
Yeah, exactly. After you've eaten that, you're pretty much okay till you have, I won't mention the spelling of the sandwich.
Right.
Pronunciation, until you have one of those later in the afternoon.
Right.
So it's important for your listeners to know that the breakfast is a full buffet breakfast. So the three nights is in a five-star hotel with the buffet breakfast. You also have entrance to museums, Diamond Factory. I don't know if you did any of that.
Right, we did a lot of some of the tours. You get free admission to the four major museums.
Yes.
The Rijksmuseum, Van Gogh Museum. You have coupons for discounts at restaurants, 25% off. We went to the Red Lion, eat some traditional Dutch regional specialties for dinner.
Oh, yes, that's an excellent restaurant.
Right on the Dam Rack. So, yeah. No, it's a great place to sample some of the local cuisine.
And did you take the canal cruise as well?
Yep, we took the canal cruise. And, you know, people think this time of year you don't want to take a canal cruise, but they're all glass enclosed. It doesn't matter what type of weather. You get that great view of the historic buildings. And it's just a very peaceful, calm, relaxing way to really get to know the real feel of Amsterdam.
Yeah, exactly, because it takes you all around and then you can get a perspective of where things are and the way the city is set up, which is quite circular because of the canals. And also the program is, there is a possibility to rent a car.
Okay.
Because there might be people who have already been to Amsterdam and say, well, I've been to Amsterdam, what can I do? So you can take the program and there's a possibility, instead of staying in downtown Amsterdam as you did at a five-star hotel,
right.
You can stay at a five-star hotel near the airport, and that gives you access to all the highways to visit the countryside and different cities.
Right, you can get out of the city core for a visitor who has already seen some of the major downtown attractions and try to get out more to the countryside and see various cities from The Hague to Rotterdam to Utrecht, wherever there may be museums or special places of interest to them.
Well, that's it, and that's why we put in the possibility for the car rental. So, as I said before, it includes the airfare and the hotels and all those possibilities. And we also have right now with World Perks, because we're in an alliance with Northwest.
Right.
So there's a 1,000 points bonus. Yes.
Okay, in addition to the regular mileage for taking the flight.
Yeah, exactly. So that's to encourage people who are World Perks members. After the end of February, the price goes up for the Absolutely Amsterdam. For March, it goes up to $887 per person. And don't forget, Stephen, this is all in Canadian dollars.
Okay, all Canadian dollars.
Yeah, and we should remind the listeners as well that the dollar, the Canadian dollar versus the guilder, is in a much better situation than it is versus the U.S. dollar.
Right, because you get good purchasing power when you get over there. Basically, prices are the same as you would pay for a lot of goods in Canada, so the Canadian dollar has not lost much of its value, if any, against the Dutch guilder. But, of course, this is a great time of year to go over to Amsterdam simply because it is not crowded. People think, you know, always you have to go in the summertime, but go in the off season, it's the best time of year to go.
Well, exactly. It offers different opportunities. Of course, it depends on what people are interested in seeing, but it's much less crowded. You get better value for your money. And a lot of the activities in Europe are indoors. Like in Holland, there's a lot of things to do inside. And it's not as cold as it is in Canada, in Montreal. So I think it's a great opportunity for people to have a weekend getaway, or they can extend it even up until 8 nights. So we think it's the best thing that's going this winter. Maybe we should just mention that we do have daily flights out of Montreal.
Right. In past years, there were some days of the week where you didn't fly, but this time of year, it's a full yearly service operating on a daily basis.
That's correct. So we will be continuing the daily flights from Montreal year-round. And also, perhaps some people have seen some things that have been written this week in the paper. Maybe we should address that.
Right. Okay. Go ahead.
Just to clarify the situation, with our integration with Northwest Airlines, we are going to be one force in North America as well as one force in Europe. And in North America, we are integrating with our alliance partners, Northwest. And this week it was announced that the reservations will now be going to our Alliance Center in Minneapolis. So we don't want people to get the idea that KLM is closing in Canada. We are certainly not closing. We'll have a sales force across Canada. We will have our daily flights from Montreal, Toronto, and Vancouver.
Right. No, I think sometimes people think other carriers have pulled out of the city, but you're still a force to be reckoned with out of Montreal, providing that daily service. And, of course, you know, worldwide through the Schiphol Hub, which is another interesting thing to point out to listeners, is that they can stop off in Amsterdam free of charge in their choice of direction when using Schiphol as a connecting point. So a chance to visit Amsterdam, even if you're going on to a Nigeria or wherever, a chance to use Amsterdam as the hub is a great way to combine two very interesting destinations in one shot.
We love KLM.
Yeah.
Service was excellent, very friendly people aboard, and of course, 1919 marks a very special year in both of our corporate histories.
The foundation of XWA, right, which soon became CIQC.
CIQC, our station 1919, the first radio station in North America, and KLM, the oldest scheduled airline operating in the world.
Absolutely.
The same birthdays.
Right, same birthdays. Year. Well,
Gloria, it was a real pleasure to have you on the air with us. We'd love to have you on again sometime soon.
All right, my
and,
pleasure.
And we're going to go now to the caller.
I think we may have a caller who knows how to pronounce
that
Dutch word.
That special Dutch word. On line three, John, can we go for line three? On line we have Frida, who has the pronunciation of our special word. Frida, would you care to share it with us?
The pronunciation is broche.
Absolutely. You have won.
You have won your choice of vegetarian or all-dressed pizza from Pizza Donnie, which is Montreal's favorite pizza. It's Montreal style, 31 locations in the greater Montreal area, piping hot, oven fresh, and just one number to call, 383-6000 for that. A real great pizza and a whole lot more. Frida, thank you for calling.
Well, you have to give your phone number to John,
yep,
so he can get you your coupon
and,
for us.
Right, stay on the line and leave all your particulars with John and Master Control. And we'll
now we got to share with our listeners through our Acapulco Heat soundtrack. Go for cut number three. Down a little, eh? Down. This is some of our newfangled stuff. We thought we'd make you feel nice and warm here. The story behind Broche, of course, is Stephen and I, the last time we went to Holland, he went to get a Dutch sandwich. He said, they were so special, what were these delicacies called? And a special word, he called it, Stephen?
Broogey.
He called it a broogey. Typical American, taking any combination of letters, pronouncing it in English, huh? It's a broche, which is just a sandwich. Anyway.
So, who's your investment advisor?
John. Okay.
Who is?
I love it.
We're just having a great time here, getting back in the groove of things. And
anyway, listen, let's take ourselves a break. John, can we cut to the break there?
So the McClary 17.7 cubic foot refrigerator right now, full width cantilever shelves, vegetable and fruit crispers with glass top, only $6.99. At Brouille Matineau, you pay only in January $99. Free delivery within 200 kilometers. We're open today till 5 tomorrow, 11 till 5, and the promotions continue at Brouille Matineau on St. Charles at the Trans-Canada and Kirkland.
One of the most memorable moments parents share with their children is sending them to kindergarten for the first time. If that's in your future this coming fall, start preparing now by contacting the English school nearest you about registration. There are 46 elementary schools in the territory of the new Eastern English School Board. Each school can tell you about the area it serves and the programs it offers in English and French second language. If your youngster is 5 before October 1st, register now. Check the Eastern English School Board's list of schools in the Gazette January 21st and 24th.
A year ago, I never thought I'd be using a computer. Today, I'm an internet junkie, and I love my computer, thanks to the good folks at Saturnus. I called 990-0802, and I was set to go. Call Saturnus at 990-0802. They've been in business for 25 years, and now I know why. Just one call to Saturnus at 990-0802, and I had my computer, printer, toner, and everything else I needed. Saturnus really knows their stuff, and they delivered. I didn't have to lift a finger. One call to 990-0802, and they brought everything, set it all up, and I was ready to go. And I know that when new things come out, I won't be left behind, because I can call 990-0802 anytime, and they'll upgrade me or trade me up. Now that's being computer smart. Having been in business for 25 years, you know that their two-year guarantee on everything, even used computers, really means something. Just ask one of their many satisfied customers, like me. No matter what I need, toner, paper, disk, or software, I just call 990-0802, and it's there in no time. Call Saturnus today at 990-0802.
When a storm strikes, tune in for the Hemsley's Storm Watch for updates on conditions and cancellations. And head to the Hemsley's Corner, St. Catherine and University. It's their annual 128th year-end inventory liquidation sale. Wow, up to 70% off now at Hemsley's.
In my eyes, in this
start your vacation a day earlier at the Best Western Hotel International, Dorval. For just $79, enjoy a restful night's sleep. Then leave your car for the duration of your trip, up to 4 weeks, in the Best Western Dorval's secure and locked parking lot.
hop aboard the Best Western's free 24-hour-a-day airport shuttle. It's only 1 kilometer to Dorval Airport. For less than just the cost of parking at other locks, spend your evening soaking in Montreal's largest hotel whirlpool and gain an extra hour's sleep without worrying about early morning weather. Arriving late on your return, Best Western's $79 parking package is for you as well. Drop your car off before departing and rest up on your return before hitting the road. When heading off from Dorval this winter, your best bet is the Best Western Hotel International. Coteliers at Dorval Circle. Telephone 631-4811 for reservations today.
Attention Montreal sports bettors, with your heat and electricity returning, it's now time to think Super Bowl. Call David Brock and the professionals at the Private Players Club now. They'll give you the Super Bowl winner and more absolutely free. David Brock, the world champion handicapper, has won the last 8 Super Bowls, and he's releasing this Sunday's winner between the Broncos and Packers to all callers absolutely free. Call 1-800-499-FREE. That's 1-800-499-3733. Point spread players, the line is bound to change, so take advantage of David Brock's winning information now. Call 1-800-499-3733.
Montreal point spread bettors, you deserve a break, and Private Players Club is willing to give you many. Just call 1-800-499-FREE. 1-800-499-3733. The call is free. There's no obligation. Call 1-800-499-FREE. That's 1-800-499-3733.
Hi, this is Cynthia Fodor from KCCI-TV in Des Moines, Iowa. Happy to be back on the air in Montreal again with Stephen Pickford and Travel World on AM.
Welcome back to Travel World after that break. Boy, going to the Netherlands is a lot like going to Xanadu. It's my favorite place in the world, except for Montreal.
Your face just lit up. When we said we were going to Amsterdam, I don't know how...
Prosper is almost ready with his music. We'll put him on in a second, but we have a very special guest.
Very special man.
When I went to the Netherlands, I thought always, you know, having grown up in Canada, even though my parents are Dutch, that wooden shoes were just a gimmick, you know.
Something that they sell in tourist shops, and, you know, nobody actually wore them. But,
yeah, and well, we met this gentleman named Bruno, who has his own wooden shoe manufacturing shop. He makes them, and apparently they're very comfortable. I tried mine, Bruno, and he's on line one right now. Bruno?
I can understand you. I'm Amsterdam in Holland.
Yes.
It's very difficult for me because the distances are long, so crazy thinking. Certainly. But I'm here with my wooden shoes, the wooden shoe factory from Amsterdam. Please ask something, because then I can give a question.
Certainly, Bruno. Yeah. Bruno, the wooden shoes, people wear them all the time, or when do they wear them?
They wear them not all the time. They wear them mostly at time off, and in factories. There was a lot, with the European committee, there was a big mess about it, because they thought wooden shoes were not safe. And now the wooden shoes have also the EC mark from European community to show them safe, and the people may wear them in factories again, and they're very strong and very light. It's not what you think you are. That's a gimmick. And I think in Holland there's more than 800 million pairs. No, I'm lying. Wow. Now 800,000 pairs of wooden shoes produced in Holland at the moment.
Wow, that's a lot of wooden shoes, Bruno. Bruno, why wooden shoes? Why not leather or something else?
Because Holland is, most part of Holland is below sea level. If you work on the field, the soil is very wet. You get wet feet, you get ill. And your base of your feet is not made for long walking long distance. And the wooden shoe is really good protecting. If something heavy drops on it, it protects your feet very, very strong or very good. We have in Holland already wooden shoes since 1280. We find the first shoe in Rotterdam, and exactly the same shape, we still make them.
Wow, that's incredible. Bruno, that's a very fascinating thing. These are obviously very practical. How much does a pair of wooden shoes cost, approximately, say, average size feet?
In guilders, it's approximately 30 guilders. I don't know how much in Canadian dollars. In American dollars, it's approximately 15. I think in Canadian, about $20.
Well, that sounds terrific. Well, Bruno, thank you for calling Montreal. We're really glad to have spoken with you. Your shop is in downtown Amsterdam, right on the Nieuwendijk, right?
Nieuwendijk. It's Nieuwendijk. The only shop in town with chickens, the shop with the chickens. And everybody knows the wooden shoe factory. And I'm the bald man who's working there making shoes for you.
Really, okay. Right near down the some of the major downtown hotels like the Renaissance and the Holiday Inn Crowne Plaza.
Thank you, Bruno. Have a great day. We have another call on the line. We have Helen.
Good afternoon.
Hello.
Yes, another caller from the beautiful city of Amsterdam.
Helen is, of course, the manager of the Hotel Jan Larkin that we went to. How are you?
Fine, and you?
Very good, very good. So tell us a little bit about your hotel. You're right near the Rijksmuseum?
Yes, we're very close to the Rijksmuseum. We're in the southern part of the city, and it's called the fashionable heart of Amsterdam, near the Rijksmuseum, so we're very well located. A little bit quiet, but close enough to everything important to see.
That's terrific. And one of the nice, unique things that we've noticed about your hotel, instead of being a chain, it is a family-owned business.
Yeah, it's one of the few left first-class privately owned and operated hotels nowadays. This is not a chain type of hotel, and that makes it very different, of course. And it's owned by my mother, my sister, and myself, so it's three girls in business.
Well, that's terrific. How would somebody book a room at your hotel?
Straight away, by phoning or faxing me. And okay. I even have an email address if your listener have their internet site.
Please go ahead with your email address.
Yes, of course.
Your email address?
What it is?
What is your email address?
It's info, info, and then at.
Okay.
And just the name, Jan Luyken.
Okay.
JanLuyKan.
Okay.
.nl.
Okay, that would be info, info, at Jan Luyken, which is JanLuyKen.
Yeah.
.nl.
And so, maybe it's nice to know for you that I put a package together for your listeners.
You have. Canadian Money at Par.
Something special for listeners to travel of Travel World here on AM 600.
Tell us about the package, Alan.
No, I thought it was a good idea to offer a special Amsterdam welcome package to your listeners for a very special price for a two-night minimum stay.
Mm-hmm.
And including a culture passport with a whole pack of vouchers with a value from over 100 Canadian dollars, free admissions, and nice discounts. And it can be booked straight away, and it will cost for the two-night 180 Canadian dollars per person.
Now, that's something else. That's great. Can you give us your telephone number in the Netherlands? It's 011-3120 to get to Amsterdam.
And then 5730-717.
5730.
Yes.
717. 717.
Yes.
Well, then that's terrific. We checked your hotel and we came to see it. We had lunch with you there, the Jan Larkin, and of course Captain Brugge here calls it the Jan Luyken. What did you call it?
The Jan Luyken.
Typical American.
As I sat there and ate my Brugge. or two or three, but no, I really liked the property because it was quiet, it was very intimate, a European-style boutique property with that personalized service that, of course, is somewhat lacking in a lot of the major hotels these days where you're overshadowed and lost in the crowd, but at your property, Helen, you certainly make your guests feel welcome and they have all of the, you know, all of those amenities that they've come to expect at the larger hotels, but with that personalized service.
Good to hear from you. Thank you.
Thank you for calling.
No problem.
And
okay.
Anybody who wants any more information on places mentioned on Travel World can also contact us right here.
Right.
Not at CIQC, at Travel World. We have our own email address, which is...
Travel World, all one word, lowercase letters, at reporters.net, and or fax me at 626-3138. And any information that you want...
Good old-fashioned phone at 626-3132.
Right. Give me a call during the week, and I can set you up with the people who have helped make our week in Amsterdam very special, put you through with the proper information.
Travel World has done it again. We're always out there getting specials. Yes, no, the Canadian dollars at par was a joke, by the way.
If you ask for Canadian dollars at par, they'll be more than happy to do it, but you'll be losing 30 cents on every dollar.
What's a guilder? A guilder is about 70 cents Canadian, right?
Right.
It's kind of like the Canadian-American dollar, but in reverse.
Right, in the reverse, in our benefit for once. So, and checking the prices, like in stores and in restaurants, when you multiplied it, it worked out. The pricing worked out to be about comparable in Canadian dollars. So, you know, a lunch would be $10, $12 Canadian. So it is not an overpriced city in that regard. There are a lot of good prices to be found and a wide variety of merchandise in the shops.
Or you could be like me, and instead of what Captain Brugge here was doing, I would walk up to the little automatic. They have little automatic vending machines there. When you put your little guilder in there, and out comes a croquette. So
yeah, and it's steaming hot. Maybe so hot that maybe you don't recognize what's inside it.
Well, no. Actually, they have a whole variety. Delicious. Yeah. It's Dutch food.
Especially good. We had it at the Red Lion. A Gouda cheese croquette, the cheese croquettes.
Well, you had a cheese croquette, I had a meat croquette.
Right, you have a wide variety. Anything that can go in a brugie, I guess, can go into a croquette.
That famous Dutch delicacy, it's broche, please.
Right.
Frida correctly pointed out for us.
Right.
So, anyway.
I'm getting hungry thinking of all that food, so I think I'm going to give a call to 383.
Yeah, pizza. That's 6,000. The one thing they don't know how to make in the Netherlands is a pizza.
No, I mean, yeah. Get real great pizza, you have to be here in Montreal.
That's right.
Montreal-style pizza, fresh and hot and ready from the oven. It's Pizza Donnini, 383-6000, just one number to remember. And
John, you got the lead out, CD9, cut and cut for it. Nothing like a little taste of the island to make you feel warm.
Real and crucial people, original king of a talking upon the microphone.
Now, doesn't that make you feel warm?
When me sing, I wanna have sex on the beach. Come on, move your body, sex on the beach.
You guys are bad.
Sears 3-day power sale this Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Three incredible days of powerful savings of up to 50% on national and private labels store-wide. Use the power of your Sears card and earn double Sears Club points. Sears 3-day power sale this Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Don't miss it.
Sears 3-day power sale.
Via Rail is proud to be the official ground transportation carrier for Travel World's media correspondents. Business taking you to Toronto, but tired of battling traffic on the 401, the confusion of Pearson Airport and high airfares? Next time, arrive refreshed and relaxed. Pamper yourself with Via One first-class service from downtown to downtown. A hot meal served at your seat, full stretch-out comfort that allows you to spend productive work time, not lose time en route. Via One, the way Montreal-Toronto travel was meant to be, from Via Rail, Canada's passenger train network.
Sir Winston Churchill Pub and Winnie's are enthusiastic and pleased to help AM 600 and the community in the sale of I Survived the 1998 Ice Storm t-shirts. Sir Winston Churchill Pub and AM 600 are proud to provide this assistance as a public service to all Montrealers and our neighboring community.
A what? An investment advisor. Mine's Ron Greeley from Executive Financial Services. Ron's already saved me a bundle in taxes while helping me put money away for the future.
Oh, that's too complicated. I just put it in the bank. Besides, I don't have a lot of money anyway.
Well, that's what I thought until I met Ron Greeley. He's a real pro, and even a little money is worth it.
How little?
Well, for instance, I took out an RSP loan through Ron for less than $100 a month. So I'm paying less tax, saving for the future, and I didn't have to lay out a lot of money to do it.
Really? I'm going to call him. What's his number?
That's 731-2438. Call Ron at 731-2438. You'll be glad you did.
The first five callers to Ron Greeley, who mentioned CIQC, will receive a complimentary copy of Wealth Without Risk.
This is Sharon Delaney from WXLV-TV in Winston-Salem.
Travel magazine program. And
you're listening to Travel World with Stephen Pickford here on AM 600 CIQC.
CIQC.
Welcome back to Travel World here on AM 600 CIQC. We're here with Willem Backus, Stephen Pickford, and Prosper Bannon, who's got his music set up all done finally. And he's the new music man for the show. We're going to have all kinds of neat tunes and stuff. Prosper, why don't you wang away at that thing?
I can try it out.
It's a Godin guitar, isn't it?
Yes, it is. Actually, it's made right here in Quebec. This is the pride of Canada, I think, as far as guitars go. They're
going to
recognize
love it.
Just about everywhere in the world now. But I haven't tried it yet, so I'll just give it a bang and see.
I guess it works.
You think that's loud enough? Or?
Yeah, I think so.
We can hear it.
All right.
Vibrate the studio.
Okay. I think I believe you.
My seat was vibrating, and I was on a vibrating chair.
Well, as long as we can hear it.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. That has a little bit to do with that song that we heard in Holland from Teaspoon.
Right, which is a very, you know, never heard it before, but
I couldn't believe it. You know, here we were, we're riding along, we're listening to the radio, and we figure it's Calypso, and hey, good party dance music, we like that around here. And then this woman starts singing. I'm going, oh my God, I never heard that.
No, I never heard that before, but it's unique to the Netherlands.
Well, it actually is a Dutch group. It's funny, when we went down a particular shopping street called the Nieuwendijk in Amsterdam and went to six record shops. Apparently, after 6 months, you can't get a record anymore. And I said, well, how about the White Album, you know?
That single was released in June 97 from one record store. Well, that's old.
You know what's funny? I'm Dutch by heritage. I can imitate a lot of accents, but not a Dutch one.
It's
a hard
one to do.
And she walks and says, oh, that song is very old.
And it was only like 6-7 months. I said, how fame is fleeting.
Well, yeah, but actually it's a very nice group. We have another tune we'll share with you in coming weeks. It was called The Look of Love and stuff like that, so it's really nice.
I think they're a really up-and-coming group.
They can sing. They're really good. At any rate.
Good CD.
We have Yolanda on the line with us.
From the Netherlands Board of Tourism in Toronto. Good afternoon, Yolanda.
Good afternoon.
Glad you could join us and let us in on some of your picks of things that are going on in the Netherlands during this off-season.
Well, thank you for having me.
Now, we talked a little bit earlier with Gloria from KLM, and what are some of the benefits of off-season travel, somebody to go at this time of year, what would entice them to go to the Netherlands?
Well, during the winter, Amsterdam, which is the tourist office in Amsterdam, offers something called the Amsterdam Winter Adventure.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of the museums in Amsterdam, like the Rijksmuseum or the Van Gogh Museum, offer special exhibitions during the winter, and it's really during the winter that Amsterdam's cultural life, you know, comes to life. And the tourist office there offers a culture and leisure pass so that those who are visiting the city can get reduced admission or free admission to many of these exhibitions.
That's my favorite price.
That'll certainly entice people, and of course you don't have all the lines or a lot of the large group tours that would otherwise be, prevailing during the, spring and summer months.
Well, that's right, because it's in the off-season. Yeah.
You know, that's something special. When we went to the Netherlands, one of the overriding themes that I got there is just how friendly they are. And, you know, they saw our pins. We had pins on us that said Canadian flag, so they could clearly see we're from Canada, so they were friendly towards us. Of course, a lot of people in the Netherlands are not quite so friendly to Americans. I mean, that's just general knowledge, I suppose. And especially when we have Captain Brugge running around. It's a little bit more difficult. So we went to one of the places we loved, Yolanda, that you sent us to in Utrecht was the Speelklok Museum.
That is a hidden gem.
The Speelklok is actually in English, it's a music box or a clock that plays music.
Mm-hmm.
And more than just the museum that impressed us, because it really blew us away, the ingenuity of people I never even knew, the curator of that museum. What a special guy. He's a PhD in music. He's got a musical memory that, I mean, it just knocked my socks off. And Stephen and I, we go to places, we get impressed and stuff, but we were just completely blown off our feet.
Right, we thought, it might be just a few small clocks and music boxes, and we'd be in and out in 5-10 minutes, but, I mean, it was so much to see there. Carillon clocks and music boxes and those historic street and dance hall organs. I mean, all in perfect working condition. And the curators, you know, walked around, played some of his favorites and talked about them. And, you know, a man who was so enraptured by the sounds and the very special music that they emitted. I mean, you couldn't help but just look at them both in awe and with a smile on your face and really leave there, you know, refreshed.
His enthusiasm was really contagious. It was really something. He's a credit to his profession, that's for sure. And we really enjoyed our visit to that. That was in Utrecht. It was in a cathedral. And one of the things that really blew me away, he knew we were from Canada, and he was so enthusiastic with the whole thing, and I regret not having a recorder there at the time. They have a church pipe organ, which is so good. I would place it even better than a Cassavant, which is made locally here. And that's saying something, because those are incredibly good organs. And in the big cathedral, he played O Canada.
Oh, really?
He played O Canada.
He just sat down there.
It was a real moving experience. It was something.
That's great.
It was as moving to me, well, almost as much as seeing the news reports in 95 when they had the 50th anniversary of the liberation.
Mm-hmm.
You get five 600,000 people crowded into a small square in Appledorn, and all of them are singing Thank You, Canada.
Oh, I was there for that, actually, the parade in Appledorn. It's true. The Dutch children have such an admiration, or they really understand the historical connection between Canadians and the Dutch people because of the Canadian troops liberating Holland from the Second World War. That's one of the reasons why the Dutch people have, you know, an appreciation for Canadians, like you mentioned, and they really enjoy Canadian tourists.
Well, this one especially, and a lot of them really related to our ice storm story, in fact. It's kind of scary in a way, but in the Netherlands in 1944-45, while they were occupied, not only was their power deprived, but all the food and supplies were trucked out of the country for the duration of the winter.
Right.
It was called the Hungerwinter, which was a starvation winter, and it was very, very rough to go through. And so they related to us, and some of them just couldn't believe it. They seen some of the stories on the news, but we related to them part of the ice storm, and some of them were just in shock. It was something.
I've really had a lot of Dutch people asking how Montreal is doing.
Mm-hmm. Well, we're doing a lot better right now. We're coming back. Thankfully, some of our listeners are doing a lot better.
Gradually reemerging
over
the next few weeks.
The thing that struck me the most about Montrealers, and I've got to give a heartfelt thank you to all of our wonderful listeners for what they have done, I couldn't believe it, just the overwhelming generosity of the city of Montreal.
Right, people helping neighbors, helping complete strangers, just going out of their way, it brought the city together in a way that has not been seen before.
It was, I've never seen anything like it, and I just sat back and I said, this is unreal. Incredible. People were giving out, one person gave out their home address, directions to their home, said, any hour of the night, you need a warm place to stay, and I've got place for you. And, you know, where else but Montreal can you do this?
That's right.
So that was really something. So we enjoyed that very much. And it was great to go to the Netherlands. We would have preferred to have rescheduled the trip because we would have liked to have stayed here. But, you know, the schedule was what it was.
The schedule is what it is. But also let's talk a little bit about festivals and events and attractions which are going on at this time of year. I mean, is there anything special that would really entice somebody to go in the next couple of months?
Well, beginning in March is really... mid-March through mid-May is the tulip season, which, of course, Holland is very well known for. And all the fields just become, filled with tulips. They say it's like a rainbow falling out of the sky. And so anyone who really wants to see Dutch tulips, this is when they should go. And the most popular place to go is actually the Kokenhof Garden, which is not far outside of Amsterdam. You can take a train directly to the gardens. It's a very well-known tourist attraction. And they've taken about 70 acres, and all the bulb distributors have donated tulips, and they've made some absolutely beautiful gardens of extraordinary and unusual tulips that sort of symbolize what Holland is about in the springtime.
This is not next to the Organ Museum, is it?
No, nowhere close.
So, yeah, but actually the tulips also represent something they've given to Canada during the war, of course. Queen Juliana took refuge in Canada, and in Ottawa every year we have a shipment of tulip bulbs.
That's right. That was a gift from Holland.
Absolutely.
So there's a great link between our two countries in that regard. Now, we talked about Utrecht as a day trip destination. Now, a lot of times we talked about distance in Holland, and people say you have to pack your bags. And it was like going on a large trek. You're going to Utrecht. I mean, it's 30 miles away. It's a 28-minute train ride. There's a train every 15 minutes throughout the day. And that's one thing I have to say about the trains in Holland.
Yeah.
They run on time. And, I mean, if they serve like over 400 cities. What a great system. And you can get a train pass in advance out of Canada that can take you all over the whole country, like 3 days for less than $100. So it's a great way to get around the country.
And the distances are short. So if you want to go to one of the major cities, like between The Hague or Amsterdam or Utrecht, if you go from Amsterdam to The Hague, it's only a half an hour train ride. So you can see a lot in a short amount of time.
Right. And using, for example, Amsterdam as your base. So why don't we continue after we take a short break, Yolanda, with some more of your picks and suggestions.
Okay.
And we'll just let our listeners know that 383-6000, give them a call at Pizza Dunn and E for that real great Montreal-style pizza, 31 locations, 383-6000.
Travel World will continue.
And now the holidays.
I think you're dead.
CIQC Montreal.
How are you? I'm Lita Polson at Brouille Matineau on St. Charles, corner of the Trans-Canada and Kirkland. find us and you will find value for your dollar. It is a magnificent place. It's fresh, it's clean, and it is beautiful and big. We've got everything going on here, including thousands of gift certificates. We're giving those out with the purchase, let's say, of an Elran or Relaxon four-seat set, now only $12.99, and you're going to receive $200 in Beau et Martineau gift certificates. That's right, it's $200, and you pay only in January 1999. The rush is definitely on to Beau et Martineau for furniture. We have the most gorgeous leather furniture here. Check it out, and don't forget to sit in the sofas before you choose. Bring the whole family, too. Accessorize your place at Beau et Martineau. We have office furniture, bedroom sets, just basically very gorgeous here. Drop on by, very innovative too. Free delivery within 200 kilometers, even on Sundays. Pay only in January 99. No deposit, no down payment, no interest or extra charges. Open today till 5. Beau et Martineau, St. Charles, at the TransCanada in Kirkland.
Before heading off on your next trip, head off to Jet Setter. Jet Setter is Montreal's travel accessory center with the largest selection of travel accessories in Eastern Canada. Everything that you could possibly want relating to travel, all in one location. Money belts, water purifiers, miniature binoculars, travel irons, guidebooks, and maps. Plus converters and adapters for all your electrical needs, including computers. What's more, you'll find every imaginable kind of rolling luggage, including duffel bags, knapsacks, and travel packs from such name brands as Tumi, Travel Pro, Skyway, Lusport Sack, Kipling, Timberland, Eagle Creek, Briggs & Riley, and more. At Jet Setter, I found you don't pay more for quality and personal service. In fact, you'll save with Jet Setter, and GST is included in every price you see. Jet Setter, Montreal's travel accessory center. 66 Laurier West between Clark and St. Urbain. Telephone 271-5058.
It's the right call to make. When it's pizza, the call is to Domino's. Ask for their double specials or pick up and get your second pizza for just $3, whatever size you order. Around the world, the place for pizza, Domino's, and there are 10 of them in Montreal.
Got your tickets for the next Impact game? Indoor soccer has hit Montreal. Fast, exciting, spectacular. See the game Sunday, February 1st, 4 p.m. at the Molson Center when the Impact hosts the Kansas City Attack. For tickets, call 328-3668, 328-FOOT, or the Molson Center.
Are you tired of being held hostage to the airline's demands to stay over a Saturday night and reserve 2 weeks in advance just to get a reasonable airfare? Fed up with paying $1,000 or more on your business trips to the United States? Now there's an answer to every business traveler's dream with Zagary Travel's USA on Business fares to over 50 key business centers throughout America. Reserve up to 3 days in advance, stay just 2 days, not requiring a Saturday, and count the savings. $395 plus taxes to Los Angeles, for instance, compared to over $2,000 plus taxes normally applicable without that obtrusive Saturday night stayover. You don't sacrifice comfort or convenience either, flying with one of America's top five fly carriers with full in-flight service, seat selection, and frequent flyer mileage. Call a corporate travel specialist at Zagary Travel in Dollard today, 626-3132, to find out how you can save your travel budget by up to 75%. Your next business trip to the USA should begin with a call to Zagary. 626-3132.
Kids' birthday parties made easy for mom, fun for the kids. Call Rose Bowl Lanes. They have a special deal that includes an hour's bowling, an hour's lunch, food supplied, and party favors for all. Very reasonably priced. To reserve, call 482-7200. Rose Bowl Lanes, St. Jacques at Cavendish.
Hi, this is Amanda Ober from News Channel 2 in Orlando. Stay tuned for my exclusive reports from Florida here on Travel World with Stephen Pickford on AM 600 CIQC.
Everybody's working for the weekend. Hey, we're working for the weekend on Travel World. We love the weekend here.
Yep. Good to be back, although this is our next week will be at a different time slot, 11 to noon.
Yep, they're moving us down to 11 to noon from now on because the great new program schedule here at CIQC. I'm so excited about it. And all the recent events with CIQC, I'm proud of the station.
Right. Really great job. So we'll be on next Saturday and for every Saturday thereafter from 11 a.m. to noon, right before Elliot Price and Sports Trivia.
And John and Rita from the Health Tree have also asked us to mention that they will also be on from 10 to 11
from
now on.
They'll be on 10 to 11, so all the schedule moves 1 hour up.
So that's terrific. And Prosper's got some tunes for us. You know, when we went to that the Spelklok Museum in Utrecht. We were talking about the church barrel organ and stuff like that. And while he was playing O Canada, of course, Stephen was asking him more or less to play some hockey sounds. He says, hey, do they play hockey sounds? I said, well, visit Steve, I think.
a different locale for that.
Yeah, somewhat. Actually, you know, it's funny. There are some Dutch people that I met out of Arnhem who actually thought that Canadians were lumberjacks who play ice hockey, as he said. So I guess this would have been somewhat appropriate.
Right, he would have thought that was the whole image of our country.
But in this Spelenkoek Museum, so it's all musical instruments. It was all mechanically reproduced music long before they had recording technology. So they had things like music boxes, and no, they didn't have the Frank Mills great music box dancer. But they also had, it was like jukeboxes, discs that came up, played them,
right,
whether with
drums.
A carry-on with bells, or they would have them with pipe organs. Or at one place it was a player piano with percussion in it, and they had a couple of real Stradivarius violins. It blew me away. Yeah. And it had a circular bow that went out, little fingers that would give the different notes. And it was a waltz it was playing. It was so incredible. Yeah. It was a beautiful museum, and I really
it was certainly a highlight
recommend it to anybody. It was We never expected this.
We never expected that, and that was a real gem in Utrecht, and well worth the trip as a day trip. One of the highlights of our trip in its entirety. Now, what?
Bring two pairs of comfortable shoes.
Oh, yes. Amsterdam, Utrecht, all those cities, walking cities.
It's all cobblestones, okay? There is no pavement. It is all cobblestones.
And that's the best way to see the cities, because you just get that whole flavor with the canals and the lights and the 16th and 17th century houses.
It was something, eh?
Well, you know, restored with ground floor shops. And no, it's just the whole flavor. You just stand there and you drink it all in, but of course, walking around,
I think
your
Montreal
feet are going to be tired, so bring those comfortable walking shoes.
I think Montrealers are uniquely suited also to this place when it comes to crossing the street in traffic, because the rule, of course, in Amsterdam is cross when and how you can.
Right. You have to watch out for those bicycles, you know, but
we're walking on the sidewalk, and there's a car, right past us.
Everywhere you have to keep your eyes open and your...
Bicycles, you know, the stairs. I'm tying my shoes on the stairs, and a bicycle, you know, can I get for lunch? Can I go by you? I'm just tying my shoe, please.
Right, on the
you know?
Stairs in the train station. Now, we talked about some of the off-the-beaten-path suggestions of our own that we came across. Do you have any other sort of off-the-beaten-path picks or favorites of your own, Yolanda? Yolanda.
Yolanda. John.
Sorry?
Yes,
Yolanda.
It's a great aerial view if you want to take the 465 steps to the top of the dome in the center of Utrecht.
Okay.
It's just a great way to see the whole city and get a whole aerial view. It's if you're willing to take the 465 steps to the top.
You counted them, I imagine.
Well, no, I just knew they were forced. They warned us before we went up.
and you cursed between the last few. We're almost there. The last mile. We're almost there.
That's right, but it was well worth the 465 steps.
Well, sure. This is the dome which is next to the Ramada Renaissance, or by the old church, the Oude Kerk?
That's right.
Which one?
Sorry?
Which one? The Oude Kerk or the Ramada Renaissance?
I don't even know the name of it, to be honest with you.
Ah, okay. Well, the only thing about the Oude Kerk is that is the border of the red light district in Amsterdam.
Well, this is in Utrecht.
You're talking about the Dome in Utrecht.
Yeah. Oh, the Dome in Utrecht.
Yeah.
Okay. So, yeah, then that's the only dome. It's the major church.
Right, the major
church. Go all the way up.
In the center of the city.
That's the tower.
That's the tower, yes. Yeah.
Climb tower. Oh, it is a beautiful aerial view, so that's something.
Did you get to climb it?
No, we didn't do that. Our feet were killing us so bad.
By that time, we'd walked so much. I mean, we left our hotel like at 8, 9 in the morning and be back 9, 10 at night, so 12, 13 hours just exploring.
Yeah, we were having trouble with horizontal steps. So.
all those neighborhoods, you know, just to discover and walk around. Any other sort of, from your past trips, suggestions or places that you really like?
I love the Uitgracht in Utrecht as well, which is, you know, the footsteps right next to the canal.
Yes.
And in the summertime, it's all open with beautiful boutiques, cafes, restaurants. And it's the only city that has these footpaths right next to the canal. You don't have that in Amsterdam. So it's worth making the trip to Utrecht for that.
Yeah, I got to describe this to the listeners. In Amsterdam, you have just canals, which are like moats, and you have bridges and the side streets around them. But in Utrecht, the main canal, which is kind of like a dammed up version of the river which once flowed there, you have... At the water level, you have sidewalks, and then you go up to regular street level. So they have cafeterias and cafes and what have you that are there during the summer.
Right,
you
they
go
put
down
out
the
tables,
level.
And I think maybe the closest somebody can, if they can imagine it, in a North America context, San Antonio, Texas. If they've been there, this would sort of be a resemblance to the
and
way the River Rhine system.
If they've been there, if you find my camera, bring it back.
In the back of a rental car.
My goodness, it was such a wonderful time that we had down there. There are two last little bits that I do want to mention. Our tour guide, we had a walking tour in Amsterdam and in Utrecht, and also the Van Delden limousine driver. The tour guide in Utrecht was incredibly intelligent, well-versed, knew her way around, knew all kinds of obscure facts and really interesting facts of the city. It was a thoroughly, thoroughly enjoyable experience. So this particular company for the tour guide, Stephen?
Yeah, if you can arrange for a private tour through the VVV, the local tourist office in both Amsterdam and in Utrecht for a private tour, and they can put you on to registered licensed guides who can give you 2-3 hour walking tour, match you up with your own particular interest as to what you would like to see in particular neighborhoods.
Absolutely.
Or architecture.
And they are friendly enough that they're willing to sit down and have a coffee every now and then.
Right, or hot chocolate.
Or hot chocolate, yes. Yeah. Hot chocolate and gevulde de koek, which is what we had. Koek is what they describe me as, but it is also the Dutch word for a little pastry or a cake. Anyway, that having been said, speaking of koek, the limousine driver, Van Delden, he was exceptional,
George.
Super. George, the limousine driver, if you take a trip to the Netherlands, if you would like a good tour around, I mean, driving tour, a man who knows the Netherlands like nobody else, is a man named George. It was one of the most enjoyable trips we ever took by limo. It was super. So I recommend it very, very highly.
Hi, George from Van Delden, and if you want to get in touch with him, just drop me a line here at Travel World, and we can put you in touch. Well, Yolanda from Netherlands Board of Tourism, want to invite our listeners to give your office a call, toll-free, 1-888-GO-HOLLAND, or check out your website at www.goholland.com. Get out all the information, and they can ask their questions and get all the package materials that they need to help plan for their trips over the coming months to the Netherlands.
Oh, the Netherlands. Always a great place to go. Yolanda, thank you so much for the hospitality you've shown us.
Oh, I'm glad you enjoyed yourselves. Thank you for having me on your show.
Absolutely. And now the other thing which was really neat was on the KLM flight, they had a little progress indicator.
Right, progress indicator, so you know how fast you were going and what your flight path was, how much further to go to your destination. You know, we came home, we went away, we came home, and next week we'll be talking about how the airline industry regulates, should be better regulated by government. The author of Unfair at Any Fare, Lawton Roberts, the info on airline pricing and marketing practices should be quite interesting insight into the industry.
How about that? The hour is gone already. It is so quick.
So quick. You just come in and you come out that 1 hour. But remember, next week, it's 1 hour earlier, 11 a.m. to noon, here for Travel World, Saturdays, 11 to noon, here on AM 600 CIQC, News and Information Radio in Montreal.
I'm Willem Backus. Thank you for listening to Travel World with Prosper and Stephen Pickford. And thank you for listening to our show. Have a great week. See you next week at 11.
Des roses bleues, des roses d'or. Dans le silence de l'hiver, je veux revoir ce lac étrange.